With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. There's a lot of excitement surrounding the possible early start to field work this spring, but farmers are expected to harvest fewer dollars this growing season. The U.S. Department of Agriculture forecasted net farm income, a broad measure of profits, at $116.1 billion in 2024, a decrease of nearly $40 billion from 2023. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring says commodity markets are top of mind for producers.
There's a bit of angst because when you look at global stocks, where things should be or what they, at least what people believe is the reality of it, prices should be higher. So people are now trying to anticipate how they're going to maybe outsmart the market. And I'm not going to say that's even possible, but at least they're going to start to look at ways in which they can mitigate some of that risk on the farm. They're certainly going to be shopping on their expenses side of it. They're going to be looking at those the best seed genetics they can access. Certainly equipment repairs and services are a big part of our industry. But making that high quality product on the back end is certainly first and foremost.
Goring says producers might be looking at some alternative crops to help pay the bills.
Some people are talking about maybe a few more dry beans this year, maybe some pulse crops. Canola's been part of the conversation that's been coming up in some areas where it hasn't for a long time. So you're going to potentially see a shift in some production.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says above normal temperatures and near to above normal precipitation are forecasted for much of the nation for the period of April 16th through the 22nd.
Looks like as we head into the second half of April, we're going to continue to see mostly warm weather across the country. Near or below normal temperatures will be confined to areas from the Pacific Northwest to the Northern Plains. Meanwhile, relatively stormy weather expected to also continue as we head into the second half of April. From the 16th through the 22nd, near or above normal precipitation expected everywhere east of the Rockies. Greatest likelihood of those wet conditions will be focused in the south central United States, including some of the still drought-affected areas of the southern plains. On the other hand, we do expect below normal precipitation in the far west, including California and elsewhere in the Pacific Coast states.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.